Holding the Baba Manala, the Gemara, six lines up. Maser of Chista. So there's a mission in Masechet Nida. Talks about the Gemara says there's a gzera which we deal with Dam, which comes out of the Pesulim, is Dam Nida. This mission was before that gzera, and it's the opposite. If we find dam, we assume it's dam psulim and not dam nida, and therefore the woman is still permitted to her husband. So how long can we ascribe this dam, which we find it's a dam psulim, and they permit the woman to her husband? So the Mishnah says like this. So tinoikas shalakigiyas manalirvas. We're talking about a young girl who's not, we don't expect her to be getting her period, to having becoming a nida. When this says, and she gets married, so the first 4 nights, we assume any dam which is there is due to dam psulim, and she remains permitted to her husband because she's not really, we're not expecting her to become a nida. She's before the age of that happening. We continue that even beyond 4 days. At any time, if they would have relations and there'd be dam, that we assume that it's due to the, since she's not expected to become a nida, we assume that the dam is dam psulim. So even if they would have relations and wait a few days, wait a week, and have it again, if they find dam again, that dam is, we assume it came from the psulim. Let's say he gives manali rois when he says, it's a woman already who's of age to have become a nida, and she gets married. Rashi says, well, I rasa, the case, there's another case of the mission which is beyond that, but she's already of age, but she hasn't had a period yet. She hasn't had a nida yet, become a nida yet. So the first night, even if they would have multiple bias, we assume the dam is dam sulim. And beyond that, we have to be concerned that possibly the dam is not dam sulim anymore, it's dam nida, and she become also to her husband as a nida. The woman gets married on Revi, so you have Leil Chamishi, Leil Shishi, Leil Shvi'i, and then Laila Rishon, the first night, Motzi Shabbos, she has 4 Leilas, which is 4 nights. So any dam which she sees over those 4 nights, we still attribute to dam sulim, and after that, we have to be concerned that possibly it's dam nida. So now it says, 4 Leilas, any dam which they see in the situation of Tashmish is Dam Sulim, including Friday night, including Leil Shabbos. My love, so what does it mean? Diloy Baal, Mati Baal. That means, so it could mean like this. It could mean that they had Bia the first night, and then they had Bia again. So we assume that Dam is Dam Sulim. That's not a problem to our sugya, but it includes if they did not successfully have a bia the first night, they could have bia the next night, and includes that Friday night, afilu b'Shabbos. So we see here that it's mutter to have the bia rishona on Shabbos. Okay. So that would be a question on the opinion which says that it's usher, whoever that is, Rav Shmuel, whatever version you have. Amar Rava, lo, levar mishabbos. Over here, where it says it does not include Shabbos, that this issue of had they not had a successful bia beforehand, they want to have the first bia on Shabbos, that they can't do. Amar Le'avaya, so Avaya says to Rava, for ad matzah Shabbos, arba le'avus katani. I mean, we can do math. So why is it stressing it's 4 leilas? I mean, it says ad matzah Shabbos. It's stressing arba leilas to tell me that that any one of those nights, all the nights are equal, including Friday night. So Elamur Rabba Kishabal, it's not saying that they can't have bia Friday night. They could have bia Friday night, but it's talking about they already had a successful bia beforehand. So the Mor says, "Ikishabal my kamashmalon." So the why do we have to stress on Motzei Shabbos? Just say four lights, and we'll understand. We can do the math. We don't want to get married. So why is it the stress on Motzei Shabbos? If it tells me on Motzei Shabbos, like, that's one option. Harbor Leather is another option, but both is not necessary. So if the point is just tell me that the Kishabal and Mitzah, they had to Dam Sulam, we can say, listen, they had beer ready. So we could argue that possibly if they had beer the first night and then they have beer again and again, maybe by the fourth time, you know, I can't connect it back to Dam Sulam anymore. It's time when the Dam Sulam is gone. What's this Dam? Must be it's Dam Nida. No. 4 nights, we can assume it's Dam Sulam. So it's nothing to do with Shabbos. Right? It happens to be, yes, that they get married to Ravi, and that they're, but if that's the point, there's no need to stress when it ends. If it's coming to tell me something that which would include that Amos and Shabbos, even including Shabbos, so I understand we're stressing. By the way, you should know, we say our 4 nights, that includes even Shabbos, all the way to Motzei Shabbos. So then there's something about Shabbos, which is the Kiddush. So what's the Kiddush? If it was they hadn't had Bia yet, the Kiddush is you can have the first Bia on Shabbos. Kiddush. In the case where they already had Bia, so what's the Kiddush? My Kamash Malon. Yikishabal, my Kamash Malon. Kamash Malon, the Shori, the Mibbol, the Shabbos. The Kiddush is that even if they had prior Bia, there's still a Kiddush about Shabbos. What's that about? Kiddush Mol. The Mishmul appears to the Chukah, Mutter, the Kanas, but Bashabbos, Abisha, Mesa, Tzoris. Even though they have not fully removed the Psulim, and there's a potential that the Bia, this later Bia, might remove the remaining Psulim which are there, that everybody agrees is Mutter. And that even though that's widening the Pesach, even though there's a potential for a Makkah, that everybody agrees that that's Mutter. That's the Kiddush over here of that. It's causing a, it might cause a maka, and it fine.
I understand why isn't this a Dovshim Skavain case? Straightforward.
So your right question is what's the Kiddush?
Yeah.
Could be that Lav Davka Dovshim Miskavain. He would like the opening to be wider.
Okay.
Right. See Rashi. Zok Rashi. Shlagiyas manali rois. Sevel zinu omer emesai higiyas manali rois. Mishigiyu yemei anurim. So what's called higiyas manali when she reaches the age of Nurim? Abanaro, then we assume she's it's the time for her to see. There's a lot of arbalelus. So Beishami says you get 4 nights. Shekol domim shetira behen. Any dam which is seen during that time is machmas tashmish machzakin lehu b'dam basulim. Any dam which they see in the process of tashmish, we assume that that's dam basulim. Basilus says it's not limited to 4 nights. Ashet choya maka. Kol zman sheinam shemeshes b'loy dam, l'choyse hamaka. So if they have tashmish, they wait a week and they have tashmish again, and she sees dam again, it's dam sulim. Wait another week, have bia, dam sulim. If, however, one time she didn't see dam, and then she sees dam again, that's not you cannot be told that in dam sulim anymore. If she reaches the age of seeing dam, but she has not seen dam yet, she's not had a period yet. So then so Beishami says 1 night, Laila Rishon, I feel the Bila is Tarbe, even if it be multiple Bias. If it was the Gizman of Liris, Beishami says one Bia and that's it. That's what Rashi is stressing, Bila Rosa. Virasa, Rashi is Veloy Rasa. But if, let's say, it gives one lyrics Virasa, and then later on they get married, you have the right to be Torah the first time. Kana b'shamay. So it's an arba leilus. My love doesn't it mean hanach arba leilus and motzi Shabbos the k'tani.
You mean the first night?
What don't you understand?
First time.
Rashi says he is one of the liras vidloy rasa.
Once on the first.
Listen to me. Rashi says he is one of the liras vidloy rasa. What about he is one of the liras vivrasa? Rashi doesn't discuss that case. So why is Rashi trusting vidloy rasa? She's reached the age, but she has not seen her period yet. She's not become a nida yet in her life. Because had she become a nida yet in her life, the halacha would be different. So what's the difference between the two? In a case where he gives one of the vidloy rasa, it can be multiple times in the first night. He gives one of vidloy rasa, she only has one time, not multiple times. That's what I'm saying. My love, according to Bishama. So when it says four times according to Bishama, the four nights according to Bishama, Hanach Arba Leilus Ad Motzi Shabbos Tektoni, it says the Lashon Ad Motzi Shabbos, Lahachi Tano Luhu, was it stressing? If the first time that they did not do a true bia, they can do a full bia the next night. So the damage is coming out through the act of harah, which is not a complete bia. Heavy dam and psulim is considered dam psulim. But you see that we allowed to do the actual full bia, which will create a chabura on Shabbos, and that's mutter for based on the reasonings which we said before. So Rava said means the varmi Shabbos. So Bai says back. It says four. Varmi leilus said mutter Shabbos katani. Well, the mishkachas like the barmi Shabbos, you can't get four if you don't include Shabbos. The Ravine, he says, v'yeshkan leil chamishi b'shishi b'Shabbos motzi Shabbos. So four nights include Shabbos. So Rabbi says you're right. The case was kishabal. The Bai says he kishabal. If they had beer ready beforehand, the first night. So what's the chiddush? All it's going to tell me is not is that if they've had beer the first night and they have other nights, they have a right to be to assume any dam which they find is dam sulim. That's the chiddush. So there's no chiddush in the Motzi Shabbos. The chiddush is four nights after the first beer, but it's nothing to do with Shabbos. My kamashwan. What's the chiddush? Listening, nosin arba leilus. I'm sorry. Haydenok on Motzi Shabbos, my kamashim. What does it have to stress to Motzi Shabbos? Just say, listening nosin arba leilus. So why does it stress on Motzi Shabbos? Al korachob mishum bila Shabbos nokolay. Wants to tell you something about the locha of bia. It's saying on Motzi Shabbos and tell you that i.e. there's a heter on Shabbos. So what's the heter? What's the chiddush? If they had bia gemurah ready before, what's the chiddush? Even though you're shemesher service, behind Nami Dilma Mechabel Porta, we could argue that there is a little bit of a wound, but in Misaik Allah Sfin Allah, but that's not a vadai, and therefore the Misafik is not us. Okay. To remove. Mishayer would. Mishayer, it's spelled the same, but two different roots. I shouldn't have
said the. So is Rashi there implying that it's a committed stake and not any of Mishkav
and Amishkav? It's totally just a type of issue that we're going, even if you hold Chabura, would be a problem. And so,
right.
Whatever the reason we said before, Chabura is a problem, either because you're having a Kamana for that or because even you hold the same Mishkav and Azasar. Right, but this case is mutter because we're adding an element of suffix. Okay, most of Rabbi Yosef. We have a mission of brachos, so we went from nida to brachos. Chasen potter mikriyah shema laila harishon al motzi Shabbos. So the chasen does not have a chiyuv kriyah shema in the nighttime, the first night after the chasna, until motzi Shabbos. Imoy osamaisa. If he had not done his act of bia, the first act of bia, up to that point in time. So he did the first night, so he's part of the first night, the next night he's chayiv. But if he had not been successful at having the first bia the first night, he's part of the second night, the third night. So much of Shabbos, the fourth night. So Morris says, my love, why is he patur from Kriyat Shema? The Torah, because his mind is distracted. The Bar Mibble, because he has to do the Bia Rishona, which means we're saying that it's Mutar and trying not to do Bia Rishona. Amalei Abaye, so Abaye suggests to Rabbi Yosef, Loi, the Torah, the Loi Baal. The case was he had not done the Bia Rishona yet, and if it comes Saturday night, he can't do it. But what's the distraction? That itself is the distraction. He hasn't been successful in doing the bia. That's the distraction. So that's not a tirda because he's involved. So what's the patur? So the patur of we look at bia rishon as a mitzvah. So there's a rule of oisim mitzvah patur and a mitzvah. So the chiddush of this sugya is not only if the person is actually involved in the mitzvah, but the tirda of thinking about the mitzvah is also goes under the umbrella of oisim b'mitzvah patur min mitzvah. That's what the pashas the Mishnah is talking about. Abaye comes along and says, "No, he's not going to do any mitzvah tonight. There's no preparation. There's no thought. Just what he's distracted because he hasn't successfully accomplished what he wants to accomplish in life." Okay, so he's saying distractions patur. So Amar Rava. Rava says, "Mishum tirda patur." Because a person's mind is distracted, he's patur. El miato, according to you, Thomas Tinas Biyam, he owns a ship. The ship went down with all of the sailors, all of the merchandise. He's very distracted. Hakinami the patur, you're not chayav in kriyat shema. You know, that's life. That's the chiyav is to put yourself together and say shema. So what's there's no patur of tirda. So maybe you'll tell me v'chitei hakinami. You know what? Maybe there is kriyat shema needs kavana. And if you can't focus, you're potter. Maybe that's true, but that's not true. Omer Rabbi Abba Bar Zav to Omer Rav. Oval Chai B'Chol Mitzvahs and Worse B'Tara, an Oval who's clearly in a situation which is deserving of being distracted. He's Chai B'Chol Mitzvahs. Except for the first day, the Ovel does not wear tefillin. Shenemar behen pe'er. It says tefillin are referred to in the Sefer Yecheskel. Is pe'ercha wear your glory? And Ovel's not a situation of glory. Fine, but everything else he's chayivin, including kriyat shema. I mean, there's no more valid distraction than that. So what do you see? Distractions are not a patur. So what's the patur? The patur is mitzvahs. Oisim b'mitzvah. And the chiddush over here is not only the oisim b'mitzvah, but the thought about the mitzvah also paters. But clearly you're telling me he's pater Friday night. Due to the thought process, because he's preparing for the mitzvah. So it means he's allowed to do the mitzvah, be a rishon on Friday night. It's clearly in the Mishnah that you're allowed to do it. So why would anybody say that it's aser? Elamarava Tanoi. The truth is, it's Machlokas Tanoi. So this issue, whether it's Mutar or Asur to do the first Bia on Friday night, is truly Machlokas Tanoi. I mean, this Mishnah, which we just quoted, holds that it's Mutar, but there is a Tanoi which holds that it's Asur. The Tani Chara, in one Bryce, it says, Loyosu Maisa Barishan, Potter Af Bisheni, Bisheni Potter Af Bishlishi. So, if I do our math, if they didn't do the mice of the first night, which is Leil, they get married on the day of Revi. So, the first night is Leil Chamishi. If he didn't do the mice on Leil Chamishi, he's Potter on Leil Shishi. If he didn't do the mice on Leil Shishi, he's Potter on Leil Shabbos, which means we're saying that you're allowed to do the Bir Rishon on Shabbos. But Tanya Yidoch, the second price says, Rishon Rishani Potter, Shlishi Chayiv. So here we have that. Why do we assume Shlishi Chayiv? Because it's Friday night. You can't do Bia. So Mehdi Chayiv and Shkriyat Shema. So this how to learn up that Mishnah over there is Machlokes Tanoim. And So you, if you want to, you want to pass in its mutter, you have what to stand on. You want to pass in its mutter, what to stand on. That's our mechlokes. Our meroyim is the mechlokes tanoi. Mabaya. So now this really would support. So besides Rava arguing that the Diak and the Mishnah seems to support him, because there's no tirda, there's no Torah tirda in general, but these two brises clearly supports Rava. What's the difference in the third night? Nabaya Hasanami Vatirda Pligi. Nabaya says that no, that's exactly what the Bechlok is. You could argue that everybody agrees you cannot do Bia the Friday night. So what's the Bechlok is whether the Friday night is Potter or not? They're arguing in this concept that is Tirda, which is not from its a Ptur. That's exactly what they're arguing about, like he was suggesting before. So Rashi says, how's the bike going to answer Vela? So Rashi will talk about that.
Why?
Okay.
How's Rashi? How's the bike going to answer? No.
The question from Avelis.
West.
The more I asked, Robert proved this point against the buyer from Avelis. So Baya seems to surface again. He still feels his chat is right. So you have to answer the question from Avelis. So Rashi discusses it.
Although by Avelis, you know, you have your period of time, you guys before the Kfura, and you are truly. I mean, one of the reasons for being an Onan, I always thought, was that you're so preoccupied with the mitzvah that you have to do to bury the dead. So that's
a Torah mitzvah. That's always a mitzvah for Torah. That everybody agrees with. The question over here is where there's no always a mitzvah. There's no mitzvah involved over here right now. The
dead is buried.
The dead is buried.
Dead is buried.
Right. So that's a veilus. It's not an inus, right? But you're clearly, but the person's mind is hard to focus. He's got a lot of pain in it. Okay,
right.
Fine. So that's the same thing in a certain sense. I mean,
right.
You know, he just took a tremendous financial loss. His ship went down with all the merchandise, right? And this came and told him, right? And it's time for Marav, you know. So go down Marav. It's a derisa. It's a what? Mitzvah, you mean? No, there's no the
type. How's the question coming on whether whether mitzvah kishma would override mitzvah derisa?
It's not a mitzvah d'oraisa or d'rabbanan. Question: what is it? It's a Tosfos said before, because the act of consummating the marriage is an integral part of the relationship, which is going to allow them to fulfill many mitzvahs together. So that's considered part of the mitzvah peruvu. This is going to facilitate Tosfos because the isha is only caresses bris, the misha saw a kli. So that connection, which will then allow them to accomplish whatever they're supposed to accomplish in their lifetime, that's important enough that we consider that like a mitzvah, that would be the ice of a mitzvah. It's not like a clear mitzvah what the mitzvah is. Chazal estimated this is of significance enough that he's supposed to, this is what he needs to do right now, not say Kriya Shema. Okay. So Abaye's point over here was, I mean, Abaye is not disagreeing that there isn't a machlokes tanoim whether it's mutter or aser. We clearly had the brayse before that said it's aser, and one of the brayse said it's aser because of chibur, right? And we clearly have a brayse that says that it's mutter. The Abaye says, but I could I don't have to say that. I can say everybody holds it as osur and still have somebody saying you're potter from Kriya Shema in that situation because of the tirna. So I haven't proven that such a shita. But v'hani tanoi ki hani tanoi. But we do have a braisa which says that it clearly says this. At the Tanya, a kaddish is a psula v'yivu b'tchila b'shabbos v'chamam atirim. Boom. Right? There you got it. Right? There's a chamam atirim. So that was even discussing all the braises before. That's osur. But we have a chamam atirim. Man chachamim amar rabba rishimin hi. Dabar shenim is kabin is mutter. And the heter is built on dabar shenim is kabin, rabba says. The Mor says, amar le'abaya, v'amar rishimin v'psikresha v'lo yamus. Isn't Rishim and Moira by the case where it's inevitable? The example of that being, are you going to cut off his head? It's not going to die. So the same way, that's definitely going to happen. So over here, it's definitely going to happen. Rishim and Moira, the double enemy is coming. Won't help you over here. So why should Rishim and say that it's mutter to do the first bee on Shabbos? It's inevitable. He's going to make a chabur or a pesach.
What about the hatiyah?
So Rabbi said back, "Loi kalolav avliyah m'shein b'kiyin batiyah, aliyesh b'kiyin batiyah." So the Mor says, Rabbi said back that the Bavliyim don't seem to get to know how to do this, but in general, people are familiar. There's a possibility to do bia without necessarily breaking the psulim. They do it at an angle. Okay. So Mor says if he's a bakir batiyah. So what's the tirda? Right, the tirda is he's trying to be able to be figure out exactly how to do it. If you tell me he's a baki, so he, right, there's no tirda. Okay. So the Mor says l'shein a baki. The tirda is for the ena baki. Fine. Then the Mor says yarmer l'char. We should say the following according to what you're saying is baki mutter. Shena baki aser. That depends. If he's a baki to do bia batia, it's mutter. And if it's not, it's aser. Okay, more answers right baki and hey. That the reason why we don't stress that because most people that they're able, that's something which they'd be able to do. So therefore, so even if they would end up not necessarily doing that, but that's the Shena biskav. Okay, Amalei Rava Bar Rav Chanan Labai. So we're going to see later on that this issue of Dam Sulim and the status of the woman as a psula was a very serious issue, the woman's married. She's sitting by her father, the parents' home for quite some time. And then they do the nesuin, and we're concerned what's her status? Is she a psula or not? And what they would do is they would have a witness system. You can't witness the B and C, but what they could do is they could check the room, check the persons, and then check the linens afterwards. Is there dam or not? Well, maybe she's really not a psula and she snuck in a cloth with dam on it. They would check her. Maybe he hid it somewhere. There's no place in them to hide. They would check it out to the point there was, and that was so. The shoshvinim, the people who were there to accompany. What was the purpose of the shoshvinim and the mapa? They would have the cloth that they would put there. So they would. This is all done to see if she's a psula or not. To check everybody out, etc. That they can't make any type of remos when it comes to tanis psulim. He can say, "Listen, wow, I can divorce her without a ksuba, you know, right? So let's hide the psulim mapa." Right, she can fool him, So we did this whole process. We'll see later on to make sure that there really are psulim. So if they're became livable without dam, so maybe the reason why there's no dam is because he was Baal Batia. So what does the lack of dam prove anything? So what is this whole process that we're doing when after we say, well, okay, we've seen there's no dam. We've proven conclusively there was no remorse and we have no dam. Doesn't prove anything. So the whole thing is a waste of time. Now, so Amalei Hazem Shemir Yira V'yoyvin, because we do want to address the possibility if there was dam, and it was, and if we did not have the Shashinim, this item might then be get lost or be made to be lost, etc. So Rashi says, Rashi adds another layer which Tosfos doesn't like. That because Tosfos says that the Iker answer is missing in the Gemara. That the issue over here is that does the woman realize to make that argument? Right. If the woman doesn't realize to make that argument, which Rashi assumes the Morris question was, so maybe what happened was that she really is a psula. He's Baal Batia, and there's no doubt. She says, aha, you're not a psula. She says, yes, I am. Right? Well, I've proven you're wrong, and there's no doubt. And she says, aye, babe, what do I do? Right? So she should say, yes, what do you mean? You played a game. You did be a bit. She doesn't have to say that. So that the more she doesn't have to say that, she has no answer. The more she says, she hops to say that. So she says, "Okay, fine. So let's do it again. You know, until they'll be psulim, you won't be Baal Batia, right? Right. So they'll keep doing this until one time he's not, and you'll see the dam. Where did the dam come from? You see, I'm right, right? So she'll argue that. The problem is, if she tries to argue that and really there was dam. So we need them the first time. We need them each time because we don't want that to be the time where there's dam. Fine. So the Iker test of the Mori is whether the woman chops to say that or not. So she says. So the more is leaving out the main half of the main part of the terrace. So Tosfos says the Peshat in the Gemara. According to Rashi, the kasher here wasn't. There's nothing to do with Shabbos anymore. If there's a concept of Bikiyah Batia. So then we're undermining the whole system which we put in place. So it says, no, we're not, because the woman understands that that issue can be addressed within the system as well. So where Rashi learns. That's when the Morris Kasha was on Shabbos. If on Shabbos we're only being matter because the person's supposed to be Baal Batia, so then there's no need to put a map of that. And check the map at that time, because the whole head is based on not doing that. Morris says, yeah, but sometimes that we understand that even the person's book, he doesn't necessarily mean he'll be successful, and that we need to have the map in case that situation. We don't want to lose the psulim in that situation, the dam psulim, for her to be able to prove that she has dam psulim, if that's what's going to happen. That's why you need a map even Friday night. Okay. Let's see Rashi. My love. It's about nine lines down into the narrow lines. Hi, the potter of Kriya Shema, Beleli Shabbos. So why is he potter from Kriya Shema on Friday night? Mishum the Torah b'mitzvah. The boy the mivel, he has to do the mitzvah of Bia. V'asim b'mitzvah potter in a mitzvah. So you see, a lot of be the Friday night. Sabai says the Torah d'leibol, mitzar shleibol. He feels bad that he can't do bia tonight. He didn't do bia before, and that situation leaves him uncomfortable. So he's potter from Shema. So Rava said, mishum the Torah potter. But to me, it's read as a question. Mishum tzar potter. Just because you're uncomfortable, you're potter. There's no Eisig Mitzvah here. So we see an Ovel is Chayiv, except for Tefillin, Shenemar Behem Pe'er. Pe'er Chavosh Olecha. You should put on your Pe'er. And Chazal say that the Ovel is Me'ulol Be'ofer Karnoi V'Roshah V'Ein Zeh Pe'er LeTefillin. figuratively, we look at the oval as if he's rolling his head is covered with dirt. Not with it's not a place that you put a crown. Elamarava. Vadi lamotzi the tzurutze haldachas apart the mekiyashim v'shim the loymotzi the ball. Rava says, you know what? It's good. So we can't answer that by saying because he didn't do B and that's the p'tur. Dimkein lahavi p'tur the whole loy p'tur the bar mitzvah. That wouldn't be a p'tur because it's not a the bar mitzvah. So how are we going to answer the opinion which says osir? And we have a brayso which says that it's mutter. The answer is tanoihi. Bilas chabur b'shabbos is a machlokes tanoihi. Uman the osir libo b'shabbos ketanoihi armar l'shmaite. The opinion which says that it's osir is recognizing that he's getting involved in machlokes tanoihi. And this brayso holds that it's mutter. But the tana achrina the osir libo b'shabbos. And there is a tana which says that it's osir. The tanichana we quote the two brayos. The first night he's potter from Kriyashma. Shlishi Chai of the Shabbos who also live on. The third night is Shabbos. You can't do Bia, and therefore you're Chai from Kriyashma. So that Rabbi says, that's how you're going to answer the question. By our Melacha, Hanatanai Nami Betir de Pligi. I could continue along my thought process and learn that this Machlokes Tanoim is arguing in the concept of Tirda. Both Brises hold that it's not permitted to do Bia, and the Pter Kriyashma is not because of Tirda the Mitzvah, because you can't do Bia. Al Kasavra HaMitztayer, Sar Shal Mitzvah, is Pater Kriyashma. But so what's the Pter? So one Brisa says there's no p'tur. The other Brisa says there is a p'tur. The p'tur is tsar shal mitzvah. A person who is in tsar due to the lack of a mitzvah, that's also p'tur. Why? The Torah tirda, the rishus, the tirda, the distraction, is not something which is a mitzvah. Shein tzara mitzvah, there's no mitzvah involved in the tzara. Alvi shavelusa mitzvah, the actions of a velus are a mitzvah, but the fact that he finds it difficult to concentrate, that's his own decision. That's called tirda rishus. Manda mechayim sabra tirda lepater. So, he sounds like what he's saying is but in a case where the person is the tirda is due to the lack of fulfilling the mitzvah, even though the Torah is not because of the mitzvah, we can't say that's called tirda the rishus because that is true. The person should be concerned about that he's not doing mitzvahs. That's a valid concern, which is a valid distraction, and therefore he's putter because of he cannot concentrate. So he's not chayiv in Kriyas Shema if he can't concentrate. And the one says chayiv says, "I'm sorry, that's not a p'tur. You got to put yourself together and do it." Rabbi Amram, the mutter livo pligi, vanekat tanoi kahani tanoi. So, Rabbi says the bai was in parentheses. Vanekat tanoi is going back to Rabbi. Rava says, listen, and this Machlokes Tanoim, whether Friday night is Chayiv or Potter, that's Mamash the Machlokes of whether it's Mutter or not. Okay, so who's the Tana? It's from Shimon. The Mora says, what happened to the Psik Reish? The answer is Bitiya. Shematim, let's start in Bain Matsi and Dam. They go in off to the side and they don't break the Dam. They don't break the Psalm, they don't break the Dam. Understand a person is not confident in what he's doing, but if someone that the hatred is because the person's a baki, so why is it tirda? So we should say because of the non bakiyim. Then it's the person's fine. Yeah, we should say baki motaliva b'shabbos lepsik reisha b'layamasu. For him, it's not a psik reisha, and a non baki is usher. Roy Bakiyan Hain. He'll have stomach lab secretion below Yamasu. since most people are baki. So therefore, in general, it's not a psik reish. If so, that the bikiyim batia shashin alama meachas yesh bikiyim liva below dam. Now that we know there are people who can do this without dam, so the lack of dam doesn't prove anything. Hold it, Tanya, the come on. They would make a companion which would act as a guard against any type of trickery. Check them. Come to the to check out what they're doing. So you need to Ramos. They shouldn't make some type of a trick in the Tanis Psalim.
Those guards are really her advocate, really.
No, they work both ways. Because if she really not a Psula, she's going to try and sneak in a cloth that has blood in it. So we have to make sure that she's not doing that. Okay? But if they're Baki Batia, so the lack of dam doesn't prove anything. So what are we accomplishing with the Shashrinim? Mapalama Lavaris of Sulim. Fine. So Rashi, let's make Lokasina Shashrinim Mapalama. What do we accomplish? Amalim Shema Yiravayavit. Shema Lo Yata. Maybe he will be Mata. Vyoti Dam. And there will be Dam. Vyavdenu. If there's no Shashrinim, it might get lost. Vyamar Lomitsasi Dam. And then he could claim a little mitzvah zidam. She said, okay, let's try it again. Well, it's too late. Dila batia, yibor loy litan, termer loy adayim basulani. If the concern is atia, her answer is, listen, you played a game, I'm still a basulim, let's do it again. But once he broke the basulim, she doesn't have that answer anymore. But if there's nobody there to check for that time, so then she has no way to address the problem. Okay, let's hold it here.